This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With new tariffs taking effect this week, the subject was top of mind during President Trump's address to a joint session of Congress last night.
I imagine his tariff statements were not what the Texas business community wanted to hear. Not only did he double down on his support for the import duties, but also named other countries beyond Mexico, Canada, China, and the European Union.
If you don't make your product in America, however, under the Trump administration, you will pay a tariff. And in some cases, a rather large one. Other countries have used tariffs against us for decades, and now it's our turn to start using them against those other countries.
President Trump said he will expand his tariffs on April 2nd to other countries that have tariffs on American goods, specifically naming India and South Korea, as well as the others.
That's NBC5's Phil Prazan reporting. Governor Abbott, reacting to President Trump's address, says the president's vision for the next 4 years is clear, and he looks forward to working with him. Abbott pointed out that in just 7 weeks, Trump's team cut through a lot of red tape and brought in billions in new investments, sparking a manufacturing boom. Abbott also calls out the illegal immigration crisis created under President Biden, which Abbott says has led to tragic losses, like the death of 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungaray from Houston. He says Texas will keep working with the Trump administration to tackle border security and deport illegal immigrants. A Texas Democrat was removed from the House chamber during President Trump's address last night. Al Green represents Houston. He stood in the aisle and shouted that Trump had no mandate as he was referring to Medicaid.
Take your seat, sir. No mandate. Take your seat. Members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum. The chair now directs the sergeant at arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
And he was removed. You can see this video, by the way, on our website. Just go to krld.com. Green, by the way, filed impeachment articles against Trump during his first term. He said last month that he plans to pursue more impeachment charges during this term. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarland has more on the Democratic protest during the speech.
It was a horribly tense feeling in this chamber at moments. After Congressman Green of Houston was ejected, there was this loud, visceral, ugly screaming inside the chamber, directed at Mr. Green, then directed between both parties and each other.
Dallas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett also walked out on the president's speech, along with several other Democrats. However, Republicans were far more supportive of the president's remarks. For example, Flower Mound Congressman Brandon Gill says he was delighted and satisfied.
I thought it was everything we would want to see from President Trump and more. He's bringing us back into the golden age of America. He's secured our border. He's unleashed our energy. We're getting our economy back on track. He talked about bringing us back to a balanced budget. These are things that presidents have been promising forever, and he has actually delivered on them. And it was great to see him show the American people, tell the American people all of his successes.
Gill is in his first term in Congress representing the 26th District, which includes parts of Cook, Wise, and Denton counties. And that fire danger is rated high across much of North Texas today as these fierce winds are lashing the area.
Flags out here are standing out absolutely horizontal as this wind blusters out of the north. And the wind is absolutely whipping up wildfires across most of Texas. From the Texas A&M Forest Service, Adam Turner says there's a lot of reasons for fires, but humans are the biggest cause.
We can get lightning causes, we can get causes from power lines. Ultimately, 90% of our fires in Texas are caused by humans.
Yesterday this time, the Forest Service was reporting just one wildfire in the whole state. But today, there's at least a dozen, including one yesterday near the Hood Parker County line. In Dallas, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRA.
Well, a new record has been set in high school track in California. A.B. Hernandez, a transgender high school track star in California, has won the girls' triple jump event by a margin of 8 feet. 8 feet. Hernandez scored first place in the high jump and long jump events at the Ontario, that's Ontario, California, Relays Invitational Meet. And Hernandez continued winning the first place in both the triple jump and long jump events at the Roosevelt Invitational. It prompted, as you might imagine, an online backlash from critics who accuse Hernandez of having an unfair advantage. You can share your thoughts now in the Odyssey app. Just tap the microphone button there on the KRLD page.
Harris County is preparing for the possibility of a measles outbreak. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says they're a long way from West Texas, but they're monitoring the situation there.
I want to be clear about how significant this outbreak is in West Texas. It is not normal to have an outbreak like that. This is not something that we see in the United States, something we have not seen in decades.
Meanwhile, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claims some unconventional treatments are helping amid a measles outbreak.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. listed what he sees as effective treatments for measles in an interview with Fox News, leaving out getting the vaccine.
They're getting very, very good results, they report, from budesonide, which is a steroid. It's a 30-year-old steroid. And clarithromycin and also cod liver oil.
A measles outbreak in Texas has killed one child and sickened almost 160. Cases have also spread to other states. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
News Radio 1080 KRLD. Our business analyst David Johnson remains on assignment this week. We'll have him back with us very soon. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates.
Despite being on a hot streak the past 2 years, Abercrombie & Fitch is now struggling to meet investor expectations. The retailer announced that revenue this year would grow 3-5%. Wall Street, though, projected a gain of about 5.5%, leading to shares in the company falling around 8% before markets open. The Wall Street Journal reports that home builders are preparing for the fallout from the 25% tariffs President Trump has imposed on both Canada and Mexico. The cost of new home buying could rise soon, as nearly 70% of sawmill and wood products come from Canada, along with 71% of lime and gypsum products coming from Mexico in 2023. Big home builders say they can absorb some of the cost increases if the tariffs last for a few weeks. The hard seltzer market is about to get more crowded as food giant Kraft Heinz is rolling out its first ever alcoholic beverage under its Crystal Light brand. Supermarkets in the Northeast will initially sell lemonade and strawberry flavors before sales are expanded to other regions. I'm Dan Schwartzman, Bloomberg Radio.
Crystal Light with alcohol. Huh.
Yeah, a little vodka.
All right.
I think college girls have been making that for a while now.
We still have three schools closed this morning in Irving. Haynes Elementary School, De Zavala Middle School, and Cardwell Career Prep Center all closed today as they still are dealing with power outages and debris cleanup.
There is a push in Congress to rein in the paying of college athletes for their name, image, and likeness, which are commonly called NIL deals. It's supported by former Abilene Christian football star Anthony Egbo, who testified at a Capitol hearing this week.
NIL is a beautiful tool, but unfortunately the reality right now is that NIL is the Wild West.
He says different states and schools have different rules, creating a patchwork of regulations. And students, he says, are being taken advantage of. Republicans on the House Energy and Commerce Committee say the so-called NIL collectives have created a pay-for-play system where players are dumped if they don't perform. Dallas business leaders say they're not giving up in their fight to keep Neiman Marcus open downtown.
Saks Global originally announced it was closing the store because of problems with a lease for a small portion of land underneath the site in downtown Dallas. City leaders got the family that owned that parcel to donate the lease to the city. But officials with Saks say their decision to close the store is final. Downtown Dallas Incorporated advisory board member Sean Todd says that's not good enough and city leaders still want a meeting.
The city manager said she'll bring Texas to New York City.
A statement from Saks says the situation is more complicated than it seems and has been going on for more than a decade. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, buckle up. You better, because the first driverless taxi service in Texas is now operating in Austin. So now when you order an Uber in Austin, you have the option to select a car with or without a driver.
Which would you order?
I know which one I'm picking. AAA's done a nationwide survey, and Daniel Armbruster says the biggest concern people have is the car's safety.
Really important that you know, when automakers are looking at vehicles, that safety comes first. And AAA believes that automakers and other industry stakeholders can really balance that development of both automated vehicle technology and vehicle safety systems.
The program in Austin is a partnership between Uber and Waymo. And by the way, I like a driver because I like to shoot the breeze with them.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, ask questions.
You can't talk to your Johnny Cab driver.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.